My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey. He represents the Peach State's 11th Congressional District, and he is a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. That very competitive primary is scheduled for Tuesday, May 20th. So we're in the final days of the campaign, and right now, Congressman, the polls show the top five candidates pretty close to one another, but right now, most of them don't show you in the top two. So what do you have to do in the last few days here to make sure you get to that point?
Well, Greg, you spelled it out exactly right, and we have to run through the tape. We have to use every resource that we have, and we're definitely doing that. We couldn't go up on television as early as the two that are one and two, and we had to wait and hold back, but we are doing extremely well. Our TV spots are good, and, of course, you don't want to go dark. You stay up right through May 20th. That's part of running through the tape. And we have a good mail program. We do telephone banking every day with volunteers. And, of course, knowing where your votes are. At this point, Greg, it's getting out the vote, making sure your people get to the polls. Early voting in Georgia started a couple of weeks ago, and it's been kind of light. Most people look like will vote on May the 20th. So there's still a lot of votes out there, and I think we've got a great chance of getting in the runoff.
Now, three of the top five candidates, of course, are members of Congress, yourself included, along with Paul Brown and Jack Kingston. Then you've got the two who are kind of branding themselves as the non-Washington candidates, Karen Handel and David Perdue. How do you make the case that you, because they're saying you're part of the problem because you've been in Washington for a number of years. Your case, of course, is that I've been fighting the good fight in Washington. So how do you convince voters that being in D.C. has proven that you're ready for this job in the Senate and that being an outsider is not better for Georgia at this point?
Well, you keep telling them over and over again, Greg, that is exactly the case, that a kind of a mix, the total package of the candidate, if you will, what were his or her prior experiences, and does congressional experience matter? Clearly it does, and certainly I think people can stay too long in Congress, but I was a physician for 32 years, and I've been a member of the House of Representatives for 11. This is my 12th year, my sixth term. So if you do just the subtraction, it's not calculus. It comes out on the side of being a professional physician, not a professional politician, but with the right mix of knowing how to get things done. And as you pointed out, we have voted repeatedly to rein in the EPA, to rein in Obamacare, to try to create jobs, to stop cap and trade. We do things. We send them to the Senate, which is, of course, controlled by the Democrats and Harry Reid, and they just sit on it and do nothing. So these two candidates for the Republican nomination for Senate from Georgia who are not in the House of Representatives, who have no experience in that venue, it's so easy for them to criticize and fire shots at us, but the truth is experience definitely helps.
Congressman, you've made perhaps the boldest promise in this primary season, and that's that you will work tirelessly to repeal Obamacare, and if it's not done after a six-year Senate term, you won't run for re-election. What kind of traction, what kind of resonance has that gotten for you on the campaign trail?
Well, I think it's been very helpful. The people across the country, as you know, Greg, are still opposed to Obamacare. I don't know what the exact number is, but it might be 53%, and probably at least 60% of those strongly opposed. It's even higher in Georgia. So, you know, that and the economy and the two, of course, are linked at the hip, are the two biggest issues that the Georgia voters are concerned with, especially the Republican voters. Georgia is a red state. And so I think that pledge got their attention, and we have kept the focus on that. As a physician of 32 years, as I stated, I think people understand that I am one who has worked very tirelessly to try to repeal the most egregious aspects of the bill, and of course voted five or six times to repeal the bill lock, stock, and barrel. When we take over the Senate, and I think we will pick up those net gain of six, and win the presidency in 2016, then we'll have the whole ball of wax, and I'll still have 4 years on my first term. By golly, if I can't get it done for the people of Georgia in that length of time, then I probably should get out of the way and let somebody else take my place.
Right now, according to most of the polls, it's David Perdue in first. He and you have kind of had a back and forth in TV ads lately involving babies, and you know a lot about babies. You've delivered thousands of them in your career. What is it about the way he's conducted this campaign that frustrates you and why you think you'd be a better senator than him?
Well, I just don't think that a person like David Perdue, I don't personally know him. I just met him a year ago when the campaign really started. But, you know, he's been all over the world, and he touts his business experience and the fact that he is has been CEO of several Fortune 500 companies. He is purportedly worth $50 million. And he said, well, you know, we just need a new person in Washington. Well, you know, I just feel like that I represent those blue-collar Republicans, the people that are not really protected by a safety net because of poverty, and they're not rich and getting richer like David Perdue, but they're just hard-working conservative Georgia Republicans who seem to have been forgotten. And no matter how hard they work, it's like being on a treadmill and falling further and further behind. That's the kind of people that I represent. And I think, Greg, ultimately, that's what's going to get me in the runoff, get me the nomination on July the 22nd, 2 months after the primary, and ultimately give me this Senate seat come November.
Congressman, real quick, for any folks who still need to do a little homework on this race, where can they learn more about you?
My website on the campaign side is Gingrey.com. And on the official side, it's Gingrey.house.gov, Gingrey.house.gov, G-O-V. And that has my entire history, my voting record, everything they need to know about me, the fact that I've been married to my wife for 44 years. We have 4 children and 13 grandchildren. I'm an OBGYN doctor who's delivered 5,200 babies. So I have a lot of compassion for people and concern for them. And I've shown that, I think, in the House of Representatives, and I want to take it to the Senate.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. We'll certainly be following closely come May 20th. And if things break your way, we'll certainly be chatting with you beyond then. Thanks so much.
Greg, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey represents his state's 11th congressional district. He is also a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Georgia. Again, the primary coming up soon on May 20th. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.